If you have an online component in a class, who's answering your online questions? Your professor? Are you sure? At Georgia Tech, a computer science professor is using artificial intelligence, AI, to help him teach a class on AI. Tisneem Shoma from member station WABE has that story.
That professor is Ashok Goyal. And like many professors of large classes, he had a dilemma. Each semester, students were asking thousands of questions on the online discussion forum, and there were only a few human TAs, or teaching assistants, to help him answer them.
So we thought we could make an AI teaching assistant that could automatically answer the routine, frequently asked questions.
Back in 2015, he programmed a computer with the answers and named it Jill Watson, a hat tip to the founder of IBM. The first semester he used it, it caught several students by surprise.
They had been interacting with the TA all of this time, and you sort of assume that it's a human because there's no other reason, and you're just talking to them, and they're talking back, and you suddenly say, ooh, I've been talking to an AI. How far AI has come?
Professor Goyal has a dozen human TAs, who are usually grad students. They use fake names online and don't attend classes, so the students don't know what they look like.
So this semester, students themselves started a poll about which one of the TAs was a Jill Watson, and they started the poll in week one, and they've been making all kinds of guesses. He's an AI, she is an AI, here is a reason why I think she's an AI, here is a reason why I think he is an AI. And some of the guesses are right, and some of them are not.
Last semester, only a handful of people could tell who was real and who was AI. Like Christopher Cassian. He was tipped off on one of them when an artificial TA quoted material from a previous semester.
I don't know if the quote came out by mistake or if he generated the answer, but I took it as he was trying to quote something that wasn't available this semester.
Cassian says it was like a game.
At some point, Jose posted something and I saw a mistake and I was like, that's an AI. And I saw the name in the bottom. It said Jose. And I was like, oh, maybe not.
Jose, he was the lead teaching assistant and the only human TA the students had actually met. Others, like first-year PhD student Katie Cunningham, says she was paying attention to timestamps on the online discussion forum.
So were you surprised to learn who the AIs were?
I had an inkling because she would post at similar times, not the same time every day, but very precise.
She says the AI teaching assistants were great at answering questions, but at the end of the day...
For AI in general, I think there's thinking about people's like emotional state as well as just getting like content and data delivered. I think that's the human side that I think AI can't quite do at this point.
Professor Goyal says his AI TAs are getting smarter by the day, engaging with students in longer discussions online.
You know, raising Jill is like raising a young child. Initially, when your child is very, very young, she just remembers all kinds of things that she has heard from you, but she doesn't understand it. So if you ask a question, she knows this is the right answer to that question, but she doesn't understand either the question or the answer. Jill 1 was like that. But now Jill is a little bit older.
Goyal says Jill understands concepts now, and he wants to export these artificial teachers to countries like India to boost its literacy rates. But the goal, he says... definitely isn't to put teachers out of work. For NPR News, I'm Tisneem Shoma in Atlanta.